Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is your life.
Amen.
The Lord is your glory.
Amen.
And the Lord is the lifter up of your head.
Amen.
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 A very good evening to you. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank God for this privilege to be again with you, to continue to hear of your affairs, and our hearts are made glad. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Abundant life. Abundant life.
Abundant life Jesus gives unto me. Alleluia.
Abundant life.
Abundant life.
Lord, that we are in such an estate, recipients of your life, your glorious life, which has never been experienced until the proclamation of the gospel. We bow in reverence unto you, we worship you, we magnify you. Receive the full effect of all that you have graciously given to us.
Amen.
We come with your word to be fruit of your message.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Let blind eyes see, let deaf ears hear. Let there be great grace upon one and upon all. Great grace, great grace, great grace. Because we have access unto this grace which makes us stand. We bless you, Father. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I thought to put on paper what can be said to be a summary of the teaching we should take the next 4 days. We didn't know whether it would flow into the fifth day. And there's a very good habit that you have formed. The habit of going again through the words that are ministered to you. Knowing this, put down on paper in 2 pages what we can definitely not fully cover. But whatever we do together, we trust that when you come together, the Spirit of Christ that is in you and amongst you will cause everything to happen.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so I decided today to put the thoughts together and present them to us, knowing this, that there's no way we'll be able to finish. But I trust you, I trust you,
yes,
I trust you, I trust you in the Lord. Because even when the schedule is very tight, come early hours of the morning, sometimes stay late in the night, even in conferences that are so tight, and you review. And that's how we hear God's word. Say, God has spoken once. How many times have we heard it?
Twice.
Yes, multiple times. The word twice is again and again and again and again. Amen.
Amen.
So, the topic is life, abundant life, life more abundant. Praise the name of the Lord.
Glory.
You know, there's a problem with English, but the kingdom of God knows how to lift every man's capacity by the words it gives to us. And the mind of the Father is made known to us. So there's life, there's abundant life, and life more abundant.
Glory.
And they do not reflect quantities, but quality of life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And before we take the reading, since we intend to go very fast, apart from the general introduction, the specific entrance into the message and emphasis for this evening is Enoch and the Passover feast. If you run your eyes somewhere just after the midpoint, you see day one, Enoch and Passover feast. Then what is at the back is addendum, which stretches out the burden. And by the very fact that we see day one, that means there will be another outline tomorrow. That will be day two. Is that not so?
Yes.
Is that not so?
Yes.
And day three, day four. Praise the name of the Lord. So, life is not about quantity. It's about rank. It's about quality of life. Though all lives come from God, it is highly stratified, and there are various levels. On the level that is open to an individual, there's growth in life in every cadre. But the level that is open to an individual depends on the work of creation. A creature is brought into the Lord's world by an act of God, which defines his beginning and sets his limit. So let's turn in our Bibles as we differentiate between strata of life. We'll be differentiating between animal life, human life, angelic life, and divine life, which the scripture calls the crown of life. Have you ever read any scripture which says, and I will give you the crown of life? Huh? No, that's not confusing. Have you ever read or heard of the phrase crown of life?
Yes.
Do you have any song that has crown of life in it? You don't, eh? Crown of life. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. That life at its highest expression. Yes, life at other expressions. So turn with me to Psalm 8, and even though it's not a reference here, it comes to my spirit now because it says the first three levels of life, set them out clearly. I start from verse 1. We will read to verse 6. and will be very particular as from verse 4. Now, the reading is associated with what we are discussing under introduction, differentiating between animal life, human life, angelic life, and divine life. Verse 1, Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. Now let's come in together at verse 4 and read to verse 6. 1, 2, go. What is man that thou mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under him. Let's just add verse. Let's just read the remaining part of this chapter. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. So, without struggling and without doing more than this, except if we are led to do that, we'll see you have the angelic life, you have the human life, and the animal life. An elephant may be very big and may not be able to enter in by this door, but an elephant is an animal. It may have abundant, it may have abundant size, but that's not the abundant life we are talking about. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And the other passages that bring distinctions there, the ecclesiastical passage in Ecclesiastes helps us to see that animal in its triad, the soul, body, and spirit go downwards. Huh? But in the beginning, maybe verse 18, 19, and 20, Solomon says, there's no difference between man and beast. Do we read it? I think we should. Yeah. Ecclesiastes 3. So they are capable of some things, but they are in the low realm. They are not in the order of humans at all. The difference is clear. And you see the difference when you weigh human life against angelic life. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 18. Let's read it together. I want to go. I said in my heart, concerning the estate of the Son of Man, that God might them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them, as one died, so and died the other. Yea, have one breath, so that the man had no preeminence above a beast, for all his vanity. That was his journey into light. So there must be something, but it is hidden. Anyhow, what verse was that?
Verse
19. So, verse 20, all go into unto one place, all of the dust, and turn to the dust again. But that is only true of the soul and the body. But there's a spirit excess. Is that not so?
Yes.
Is that not so?
Yes.
Glory!
Hallelujah.
Are you up?
Yes.
The environment is too cold, or you are old. because I'm so young, I'm vibrating here. All right, verse 20 now, 21 now. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth what? Upward. And the spirit of beast that goeth downward to the earth. So there's a distinction. The spirit capacity in man enables him to associate with God, relate to God. But the spirit of an animal goes down. It's of the earth, earthy in all of its parts. But the human life can associate and relate to God. Is that not so?
Yes.
Glory.
Amen.
Anyway, we are not mere human, but we are once. So that's why I'm starting with the human.
Glory.
Are you human?
No.
You are not human?
No.
Which one will I say? Are you human?
No.
All right. Say, brother, we don't know now. You are setting trap for us. All right, let's go to chapter 12. As Solomon begins to round up. Let's read verse 7. Want to go?
Then
shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. So it's a gradual unveiling of the process part that death takes place as events in a man's life. And in closing, it says the dust elements return to the dust, but the spirit of the man shall return unto God which made it. Anyway, that's a clear distinction. Then, of course, the difference between human life and angelic life. A man can own a city, but that does not make him to compare with an angel. The smartest soldiers of a particular nation under the Old Testament, they went out, and God sent an angel to deal with them. 1 hour, one angel slew 185,000 people. If he continued for 10 hours, what would that be? Nobody doing accounting here. What will it be? 1.85 million. How many cities can boast of that in the greater many of the cities of the world? So, a man cannot say, all right, I become an angel. But an angel can manifest in a bodily human form. That life is superior to the human life. Is that not so?
Yes.
Glory!
Hallelujah!
But that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. For 4,000 years of human history, no one knew that there's a realm called divine because it was empty. There was no one there. Glory! Are you with me?
Yes.
Let your spirit go fast now. Pick the thing that will come in and pick it. After all, your spirit goes up. Glory.
Hallelujah.
The wind blows where it listed, and you hear the sound thereof. You can't understand a divine man by observation. It's when he makes a sound, when he speaks, you know whether he's of the earth, right? Of the heavenly realm. Is that not?
That's right.
If you're speaking from the dust, say, how bad. This is a man.
Yes.
He has some divine things inside, but he's completely ignorant of it. A divine person is known by the sound he makes.
Glory, hallelujah.
The wind blows where it listed, and he hears the sound of it. That's the character of his spirit. That wind. He maketh his ministers wind. His angels winds. His minister flames of fire with wind movement. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it's going or whither it's coming. So it's everyone that is what? Born of the Spirit. So in the divine realm, we are better there. the quality of life belongs to divine. Is that also?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And already we are capable of staying in different places at the same time. A human being, if he's here, he's here. Don't look for him anywhere. He can't be anywhere. He can't even understand it. Eh? Well, you are sitting here now. But I'm also seeing you people sitting in another place. Where are you? You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Eh? If you are not sitting there, then you are not sitting where you are. You better sit there. And when you sit and you have the awareness that he has given all to your authority to tread upon serpents, scorpions, and all over the all powers of the enemy, and then you'll be able to walk in love, because love has no fear. You don't think of, because the, nobody can do you anything when you walk in love, as he is in glory, so are we in this world. Is that a Bible verse?
Yes.
Where is it? First John is a book, not a verse. Where is it? And we don't look for it too much. It's 1 John 4:17. That we may have confidence on the day of judgment. That as he is, so we are in this world. Manifesting his likeness. And this likeness we manifest, we don't struggle. We are at rest. We are at rest where we manifest it. Why? Because it's not the property of man's thinking. It is in the seed. The seed is the word of God. If it comes in, even human life, after 24 hours of the seed planted in the woman, there's conception. Everything, like his looks, everything, his height, everything. Of course, if he eats beans, in secondary school, he will grow tall, but all of that capacity is there. In his DNA, everything clear. In 24 hours, it is known to God from the foundation of the world are all his works. Is that not so?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so when the seed comes in, it bettered us, it feeds us. Is that not so? And when we are fed by what bets us, we grow in the nature of him that bets us. Is that not so? And so we grow. So we grow. We don't find ourselves doing crooked, twisted things, angry, jealousy, those funny things, which are of the earth. We just find ourselves loving. Why? It's in our Father. We are in the state of resisting our outgrowths from the realm of the finished work of God. So it is. We have said if within 24 hours, you can determine if it is possible to open up the realities there, you will see the full man. God did that for mere human life. What do you think about divine life? It is there. The man utilizing what he has when he is big, he would excel. But if he does not and say that his uncle kills his father and there's no money to go to school and begin to blame the uncle forever, he will be a nonentity. But if he says, no way, and exercises himself, he will still excel. He will not stand in need of another person's help and prosperity is an ability to take care of yourself and a little more to spare. Amen?
Amen.
So when we feed, if what we manifest is not seen in Christ, then it must have come from another seed. An enemy has done this. You must not allow an enemy to sow into your life. So that I can enjoy the life, the abundant life, and life more abundant, which is the divine plane. the crown of life. No aspect of the work of salvation depends upon us. It was the seed of God's word. We are born of the incorruptible seed. Is that not so? It was the seed of God's word that brought us into the salvation experience. And in it, everything is loaded. So as you continue to feed on the word of God, you manifest a life of love. Love expresses light and life. In him was life, and the life was what? The light of men. So light, life, love. If you have his life, you must manifest and walk in love. And because all this belong to you, you don't want to say, oh, I am envying this, I'm jealous of this, or this, or this person is jealous of me. They are all of the earth empty. Why? You are always so very high. Your Father has goodly thoughts of
Amen.
You. Just live in him. He will elevate you. The seed of God's word will see to it. Okay. So this is supposed to be an introduction. Let's go fast.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we have seen, and you agree with me, that the divine plane was a completely uninhabited place. The nearest thing to divine life is when God wants to send an angel on an errand and comes to pass over him. So they say the angel of the Lord. It means it's a Geophanic manifestation. God in the creature. Huh? Is that not so?
Uh-huh.
Now, that's the closest in that the angel or the human will now be in divine service. What's his divine service? The ability to express God without a loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's divine. And all angels are not in that realm because they are imperfect. So until they superimpose, God superimposes them, they cannot do the work the way God wants it. But when we grow into full-blown divinity, he doesn't need to superimpose self upon us. We express it. We do his will. Of our own, we can do nothing. And we continue to draw inspiration from him now and grow in the knowledge of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, when Jesus Christ came, that divine plane became open and it's being populated now.
Amen.
He that overcometh shall be put in that, but the overcoming comes by what he sows. So we just read one verse and we leave all of that in part of the introduction. Then we go into the reading of Genesis 2, 1 to 3. And then we continue. Amen?
Amen.
All right, there's no clock there. I will have been guiding myself. I spent much time in this. Okay, you are students and you are on holidays. We can stay here till 11. Silence means yes. All right, so let's now go into the reading of Genesis 2, 1 to 3. We will not read Genesis 1, 1 to the end, but it's put there for your sake so that when you are going to, you can get material from all of that read. Genesis 2, 1 to 3. Let's read it. Want to go? Everybody that want to go? Does the heavens and the earth, we are finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it from all his work which God created and made. So here is clear. God finished the works and rested. Amen?
Amen.
And then he rested on what he calls the seventh day. But the rest does not mean that he's not working, but he's working at what he already knows will be. Amen? Amen?
Amen!
Be as young as myself. Huh? Glory. So only my daughter that is as young as myself. When he puts her head down, that means not as young as myself. Glory!
Hallelujah!
God rested the seventh day. But Jesus said, my Father walketh hitherto, and I walk. David said, Jehovah said to Jesus, sit at my right hand until I make, that is walking, is that not?
Yeah.
Until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod out of thy strength, out of Zion, rule down in the midst of the enemy. Is that not walking? So my Father walketh hitherto, I walk, says Jesus in John 5. So when he says he rested, it means that the purpose is set up clearly and a plan has been made to realize it. It's clear. Like for example, this beautiful university, and we are in tier 3. We had the 300 levels come to take their costs. Or is it tier level or whatever? And the idea is conceived. What is the need? What is the maximum number of students that we can take for a course? How will we get the whole design? So all of these things we are thought of and conceived ever before the first block was made. Is that not so? There is a purpose. The architect does not know it. The purpose is given as brief to the architect, who turns it out into a plan. And it is revisited by the one who gives him the brief, the purpose. Hello, are you following me?
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Have I lost you?
No.
Have you lost me?
No.
Okay, so we are together. So it is reviewed. You understand? And then he said, no. Buildings that are very short tend to provide heat, too much heat. Make it 3 points. Make it 4.2 meters. Because normally they make it 2.44 and the place is always very hot. But go up! You see, very beautiful. But all of these things are conceived at the beginning. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
And when it is done, and the contractor is paid, the governing council of the university can go to sleep. They'll still be using the old campus, but this one is rolled out. Where it is rolled out, it will be exactly as it was conceived. Amen? So, in a sense, this is what is before us. God went to rest because all that will be have been taught in the purpose. So that's Genesis chapter 1, 1 to 31. And look at verse 1 of chapter 2. Let's read it together. I want to go. Does the heavens... No, you didn't see me drawing the earth. Draw it with me. Does the heavens and the earth, we are finished, and all the hosts of them. Hallelujah. If you read verse 2, you think the mission of God is just to reconstruct the earth. No. In the beginning, God made the heaven. And no, as for that one. No. The heaven and the earth. Intact. No trouble. Nothing has happened in heaven of God that has ever caused any stir. He reigns. Hey. Amen?
Amen.
He reigns.
Amen.
No shaking. He reigns.
He reigns.
That Satan went there convinced to thought of it. Oh my God. there's the game of numbers with God. By the blast of his nostril, he can dissolve the whole universe and produce something else. How? He is the greatest God. Forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea.
Hallelujah. The Almighty God.
Amen, 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 amen. So, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Then we now come to the beginning of the creation of the heavens and the earth. So what follows from verse 3 to the end is communicating to us the heavens and the earth and the people who indwell them, the host of them. Is that not so? Is that not verse 1? Am I too fast? Praise the name of the Lord. And on the seventh day, God word ended his work. That is the plan. So, whereas Genesis 1 can be seen as a history relating to us of the work of creation, yet in another level, it is a prophetic statement of what God has proposed. Amen? And it's still being fulfilled. It was only 6 days ago he began. For one day with the Lord is what? As a thousand years. He's not fidgeting. He's not agitated. He is in absolute control. So then, knowing what he will do, and I will summon all the angels that will do what he will do, every true servant of God concerning him, in the volume of the book, it is written. As you get conscious of your call, you will see the passages that describe what you are called to do. Glory!
Glory!
So he knows what he wants, and he has power to realize what he wants. So he's in a state of rest. I invite you to celebrate him.
Amen.
Say that I'm the greatest. Yes. Whatever the same, I still the register. God moves in our mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. He's in control of everything. Full control. So verse 2 tells us of Genesis 2, it says, and on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. You know, I have told you before that English language, I have to study from scripture, I have to frame words. If you write this one in Cambridge GCE, you will fail. Rested from the work which he has made, and he was created. My God. But then, when your eyes are open, you see what he's saying here. I ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. No tautology here, but we can't go into the meat here. We go to verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day. Now, the Bible says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Then when you move out of the Sabbath day, the days are mundane. But I ask you, would you not rather that all your days be holy? Be Sabbath?
Yeah.
Oh, glory!
Yeah.
My Sabbath is not one day. My Sabbath is all the days that are before me.
Yeah.
I rest because he rests. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then can I learn of him, so that the abundance of his life can manifest. Learn of me. You have been yoked by the curse of death and by the curse that is on the ground. Curse is the ground for thy sake. That has been a yoke. You have labored to free yourself, but you have been unable. But come to me, for it is said of me, as the seed of the woman, I will bruise the head of the serpent. I have power. Slain from the foundation of the world, the crown of thorns will be put upon my head to show that the crowns by which man's life was limited tears him with every effort he makes to break free. I have taken it upon myself so I can give liberty.
Glory.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then I give you another yoke. This will not give you pain. It will only show you how to celebrate God. This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. John 6:29. So he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find what? Rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy. I simply hear and I do. I don't have the capacity. It's not my responsibility to know what to do. But when he's spoken, I just do it. With my heart I believe it, with my mouth I confess it. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So he invites us through the principle of the Sabbath to enjoy life. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I'm come that you might have life. I have it more. I caught you. Not that you might have life. But the same pain, persons that have gone through these hassles of being harassed by the enemy, stealing, killing, and destroying, these same ones shall have life and have it more abundantly. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I'm come that they who are my shepherd, they who once were harassed by the enemy, might have life and have it more abundantly. So it does not matter the history of your life until now, how harassed you have been. As you come into the Lord's Sabbath, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The King, the Lord of the Sabbath, will give you life.
Amen.
A life that grows, because everything that is to be in the realm into which you come in, divine, is there. That's why it says, whereby I given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by the means of this, you might be partakers of the divine nature. His word imparts more and more of the things that belong to divinity into our lives. We bless him.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name, O Lord. You are worthy of our praise, O Lord, our God. We magnify your power. When we sing and release ourselves to him, he walks in us. The feasts are his. He says, come celebrate me. These are my feasts. Have a Sabbath in it and celebrate me. Glory!
Hallelujah!
Do you like yourself?
I do.
He invites you to this rest.
Glory!
And out of it, as you celebrate him, life continues to grow. You know, it's not our struggles. Do we struggle? Yes. Should we continue to struggle? No. When the struggles are reduced, then you are making progress. When the struggles are no more and you are resting in God, I'm sure you have moved from life now to abundant life, or from abundant life to life more abundant. So the principle of the Sabbath is behind the work of redemption. Redemption is founded on the principle of Sabbath. Let's say that together.
Redemption is founded on the principle of Sabbath.
So anything about redemption is to give you more rest, more rest, more and more rest, until everything that belongs to the nature you are born into, that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit, That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Oh, until the nature that God has lifted you into should have been fully perfected in your experience. Amen?
Amen.
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 Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, we go to Leviticus 26. Knowing the last verse we read here in Genesis 2. Which we'll read again to keep our mind on track. So, let's read Genesis 2:3 again. One, two, go. Hello?
Yes.
Want to go, and God bless the seventh day and sanctify it, because that in it he has rested in all his works which God created and made. Amen.
Amen.
So much packing there, but we are just going. Eh? We go now to Leviticus 23. Redemption is founded on God's rest. And those who celebrate the works of God because they believe and because they see the glory and majesty of God and they worship Him. Hey! Are we not bold to say, I lead the earth to worship you?
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
But if you are crying and complaining and murmuring, there's a combination of imaginations of very wrong things that did not come from God. And the enemy has done this. They are not your thoughts. They were projected. The poor causing the devices of the adversary. I'm serious. They are not your thoughts. Because it does not come from your nature. At the beginning, you went so high to a revelation higher than all the Old Testament. And because we have received the spirit of adoption, what do? We cry what? Abba, Father, strong intimacy. You did not call yourself Father under the Old Testament. You are gone. Jesus was persecuted because he said, God is my Father. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
sir. Well, you don't know doctrine. You don't know anything. The Spirit of God came to you. And what did you say? Abba, Father. God sending the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, whereby we cry what? Abba, Father. Led to worship and reverence God. So as we grow, we cannot now be ignorant of what we began with. There was intimacy. There was a strong appeal. If you are a parent, you know what it is for your child, to your little baby, to cry, suddenly you turn. Huh? But if you have now become adult, you don't cry again, it's fine. But Jesus said, except you repent and become like this child. You do not enter there. That's what Jesus said. I do nothing of my own accord. If a man should do something of his own accord, it's Jesus. He was separate from sinners, undefiled, holy. Only holy thoughts will come to his mind. But he says, I do nothing of my own accord. What I hear, I speak. What I see, I follow. Hallelujah. Jesus is wonderful. Very easy. Somebody told me what to say, I said it. Very easy. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. I found it so. I found it so. He leadeth me from the way and by night to living waters flow. Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
We read verse 3. So we are going to Leviticus 23. 1-4 in the first instance. And then we read verse 5. We just want to observe that everything God does in redemption is related to his Sabbath, to his rest. We We should bring him to worry. God, you are just there. You are not doing anything now. See what is happening to me. You are not there. I'm not even going to leave this room today except you answer my prayer. That's just, you know who you are talking to. It's not one of you. God is not one of us. He is amongst us, but he's Lord over us. But even if he's in the midst of you, he is mighty. Huh? He will rejoice because of who you are, but you don't want to rejoice because of who he is. It's funny. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, is mighty. He will save and rejoice over you with joy, with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over us with singing. The Lord our God in the midst of us is mighty, is mighty, is mighty. You say we rest in your in his love. Who is his love? You. If you will rest in you, say, oh, but oh God, you may rest in me because I'll be following you patiently. But it's the unbeliever that you are blessing. God, you are resting in my love. I know why you are resting in me. Because I serve you faithfully. But it is those people who are breaking your law that you are even taking care of. It's a Bible verse in Malachi. Rest in him. He rests in you. Would you not rather rest in him? If somebody will rest in you and you know who you are, eh? And your the possibilities in you. If God rests in you, should you not rather rest in him?
Yes.
Answer now.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
May God give all wisdom to rest in him. Because he has rested from all his work. It is finished. What he will see has already been determined, including every day of our life. By the time the event is happening, he has already known it. Hey! Moses! You've led us these many days, no water. And when we saw water, we rushed to eat, to drink the water, and it is bitter. Why did they pass that road? It was the Ark of the Covenant who went before them and rested there to give them rest. Because that was the proper the purpose of the movement of the Ark of the Covenant, to seek rest for them. So if they got there, it's all right. God knows what he will do. Let's bless him. Well, he said, is this not what we are telling you? And this is the murmur. Say, murmuring cause sicknesses. When I solve this matter with you, don't murmur again. I will prove you. Because if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, then I will not permit to be put upon you these sicknesses which murmurs attract, which are upon the children of Egypt. For I am the Lord that what? He led you. But the first of all, stop the word. Say, Moses, you are crying unto me. There's a tree by the water. The provision has been made before. Cut the tree, throw it in the water, and it will be made sweet. Where are you? Are you here?
Yeah.
I thought you would say, glory!
Hallelujah.
Where the problem was, there the solution. And even till today, we know that man's pride keeps him dying. Because any challenge in a man's life, God will give him the victory. Not requiring a knowledge random, different from what is round about you. Cancer has been killing people anyhow, but a way to cure cancer within 3 months, no matter the stage. Hello, have you ever heard a way to? Okay, jute. That's the English form. A way to just speak the lips, wash it, and juice it, and drink as many times a day you want. It will be doing some other thing, but it will kill cancer. If one of these big pharmaceutical companies were to find it, they will say, we mixed it with this, we mixed it with this. And by the time they are giving you the price, will only be for the 5th percentile. We'll be able to buy it. And the, parliament will be wanting to make a bill for government to subsidize the price. A way do kills cancer. Coconut oil kills cancer. I'm not talking from theory. Somebody with stage 4 cancer. I bought 3 this thing. Cold press coconut oil. It's just taking it. And it's, the cancer is shrinking and shrinking. But the tree needed. God did not tell Moses, just be going straight. Be going straight. When you reach that palm tree, turn right. When you see the oasis, look. It is one small tree. If you are not careful, you will not know it that easily. He showed him a tree, which when it was cast, it healed the waters. I said, look, look, the waters, we are healed. I'm going to reveal myself to you as the Lord that healed thee when you are well, and the Lord that healed thee when you are sick. Glory. For if you will put none of these diseases upon us, for I'm the Lord that healed you. That means when you are walking with him in submission to his will, he is healing you. You will not go sick. There's something like sicklessness. Oh Lord, lead us to that sphere. In the name of Jesus, we will come into that sphere. Because we hearken to your voice. We celebrate your Sabbath. All right. I thought we are looking at the time. Don't look here too much. You are distracting me. But somebody can raise his hand. Once it's 10:30, no matter where I am, I'll round up after 15 minutes. Hello?
Amen. Hallelujah.
I thought we say good. In any case, if you think you are leaving here before 10:30, you've got to do another thinking. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Come to Leviticus 23. We are saying what kind of life we manifest is a property of God's rest. And because it's a property of God's rest, it gives you the qualification for enjoying life, which is righteousness.
Amen.
Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Righteousness is what gives you all the favor, qualifies you for all the blessings. And Paul, the one that has finished his course, was given a crown of righteousness. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Why? Because in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith, as it is written, he who through faith is declared righteous shall by that faith live and enjoy life, and enjoy it more abundantly.
Amen.
Romans 1:16 and 17, paraphrased. So here we are. We need to clean our eyes, because man is basically very self-centered. Anything that does not start from him, he has a problem with it. And that's why most people love the Old Testament. Do me, I do you. An eye for an eye. But the New Testament says, do good to those who despitefully use you. Be like your father. Be perfect now. Like your father. He maketh the rain to fall upon the just and the unjust. Hallelujah!
Glory.
Because from once the seed, you are eating the seed, it will produce a life.
That's it.
When a fellowship like this, they are infighting. Thank God, everything about you, wonderful. in the other fellowship that we'll be meeting there, we're fighting. Where did they get nature? Moses says these spots are not the spots of the children of God. Where did you get it from? Rather, let's give glory to God rather than say, this is how I am. Ascribe greatness to our God the Lord. His work is perfect and all his ways are just. His ways are just. We ascribe greatness to our God the Lord. His work is perfect and all his ways are just. His ways are just.
He's our God of faithfulness without injustice. True and upright is he. A God of faithfulness without injustice. True and upright is he.
Why did Moses say they should sing that song? It's because of what he found next. Okay, since you put it there, I didn't want to look at it, but he looked at it. So, give me Deuteronomy 32. That was verse 3 now. So we look at verse 4, verse 5. Verse 5. He's the rock, his works are what?
Perfect.
His work is what?
Perfect.
We are the workmanship of God. Is that also?
Yes.
What we are is him. Anything you added to yourself by self-will, it will collapse.
Amen.
Have you not come by the increase which is of God? Colossians 2:19. He's the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are what?
Judgment.
A God of truth without what?
Iniquity.
Just alive is he. Now look at verse 5. They are what? Corrupted themselves. Their spot is not what? The spot of his children. They are a perverse and what?
Crooked
generation. Why? Because they learned it from the waters that are below the firmament, which must be gathered out until I see a new heaven and a new earth, and there is no more sea. Gather it out! You must take water, let it be the waters above the firmament. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Have I lost you?
No.
We are in Genesis 1. Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Separate the waters from the waters. And if you take from that water, it will give you cro-cro, it will give you perverseness and crookedness. But if you drink of the waters from above, there went forth a river out of the realm of God's pleasantness to water the garden. Do you think that river was from the sea, the waters below? For we are, comes from God, that descends plentiful rain to give your people waters when they were weary.
Hallelujah.
They just needed to hear your word and be lifted up. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen,
amen.
If there's a character trait in us that is not reflective of the life of Christ, then, where did you get it from? Huh? Where did you get it? They say people from my village did this. Why should you listen to what they say of the people of your village? Are you of that village?
Yeah.
You are of Zion.
Yeah.
You are of Zion.
Yeah.
Your identity is in him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After you, there's another generation behind you. And that generation is Christ. You have the offspring of Christ. He is the one that bears you up. Why would can there be any generation after Jesus superior to him? No generation. May you know that your roots are in God. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Thank you, Jesus. So we are now in Leviticus 23, and we say it's all founded on the principle of the Sabbath. Founder of the principle of rest. And when redemption is revealed, men are to receive by faith, rejoice. It should be a Sabbath. It should be a holy convocation for them, a time of celebrating the power of God. Amen?
Amen.
So let's read from verse 1 to 4 in the first instance, and then we move. Let's read 1 to go. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy, what? Convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwelling. And we say, amen. The Lord just said, leave just one day. Just leave it for me. And the good thing is that if you leave one day for God, you will give him the second day. Why? Because the pleasantness and the reality of this thing, we just grow into another day. For me and for you, we have decided that from now to the end, we will keep the Sabbath day holy.
Amen.
The Sabbath day of the return of the Lord shall fill our mind.
Amen.
We shall live in his rest.
Amen.
Will issues come up? Yes. Be careful for nothing. But by prayers and supplications with what? Thanksgiving. Why will you thank him? Because you know he that asketh receiveth. And if there seem to be no receiving, stay there. That will put him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you because he trusted in you. Such a one will have everlasting strength, for in the Lord is everlasting strength. The everlasting strength is not for the Lord, but for he who trusts in the Lord. The Lord is more than everlasting strength. Amen?
Amen.
So that is 1 to 3, verse 4. Let's read it now. I want to go. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocation, which he shall proclaim in their seasons. And so what is the first one? Let's go there. In the 14th day of the first month at even is what? The Lord's Passover. Amen.
Amen.
And you know Christ, our Passover lamb, of the world, sacrificed for us. Is the first experience in redemption. Is that not so? Is that not so?
Yes.
Say yes now.
Yes.
And then, under the old, when they experienced Passover, it was a day of rest. When we experience Passover, it brings us to rest.
Amen.
It brings us to life.
Amen.
It brings us to life.
Amen.
It brings us to life.
Amen.
And as we shall learn from Enoch, who is a product of God's word, and Passover, the feast of Passover, experienced, you'll be able to see that when you come to rest, it continues to grow until God said, no more. In that you shall die was a law, but I excuse you from it. If I were sitting there and I'm hearing it, I would jump up from my seat. It's only one person that is jumping. That's this man. He's jumping. Out of discipline, he's sitting down. In the day that you shall eat of it, in that you shall die, God said, it's not yet a day. I suspend it. Hallelujah. Glory. I cut it off. I said it. But this man believed me in what he has not seen, but promised, hey, Enoch. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you happy with yourself?
Hallelujah.
You will be happier if you believe. You will be happier if you do. Do the word and do the work. The Bible says. Thank you, Jesus. We shall see it. We shall see it. Enoch had the feast of Passover. But he continued to celebrate it and led him all the way to the Feast of Tabernacle. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied and said, the Lord cometh with 7,000 of us. He spoke of the end. What began it was the Passover message, as we shall see. But by the time it's finishing, he was speaking of the end. He preached and preached and preached and impacted Noah. For 42 years, this firebrand preacher, Noah heard of it. Before he suddenly went for a house fellowship meeting the next day, he was not found, for God had taken him. But that has made impression. And he also became a preacher of righteousness. Because after the feast of Passover, the next one is the feast of unleavened bread, which Noah represents. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
So the seven feasts set out the order in which God brought forth his champions in all the ages to the end of the millennium. This you shall find written here.
Amen.
So when we talk about Enoch, we are talking about the fact that when you hear a little word from the Lord, it's the beginning of our salvation. If you hold it tenaciously, it will take you to the end.
Amen.
Where are you?
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
You hold to what you know and practice it. Celebrate God. It will lead you to more and more and more and more and more.
Amen.
You and God and more and more and more. So you can stand in the middle of the first 1,000 years and declare what shall be at the end of the 6,000 years. Oh, glory. Let us clean our eyes. Let's just read two verses that speaks of the prophecy of Enoch, so that you know that from the matter of death and victory over the cross, which was the subject matter he inquired from God, and receiving a revelation from that, he began to walk with God. We shall see it all. But by the time the testimony about God concerning Enoch will be completed, we find him
at the end.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Amen, amen.
We cheat ourselves when we don't believe his word.
Mm-hmm.
Any little word you believe will continue to expand and expand and expand until it swallows you up. And when the word of God is your environment, where is that coming from? Amen, 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 amen.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Jude 14:15. I know they will have put it on the board now. Is there already, eh?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yes.
Okay, let's read it. Want to go? And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of this same. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. Verse 15. To execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. If you firebrand preacher. And after Noah heard it for 42 years, he said, hey, even in the middle, I started preaching righteousness. He got the word from Father Adam. Father Adam was ministry. The second from Adam got his message in his own house fellowship. The third from Adam heard Adam preach. The fourth from Adam heard Adam preached. The fifth from Adam heard Adam preached. The sixth from Adam heard Adam preached. Well, just say, the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. The seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. Amen.
Amen.
The serpent will bruise his heel, but that will be the victory. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
The seventh from Adam heard Adam preach. The eighth from Adam heard Adam preach. Because when you read it, you just say Adam lived, died, Seth came in, a liar. He lived and lived and lived and lived and lived. It's only a few years before Enoch was taken, caught up to heaven, that he died. And Enoch lived and lived and lived and lived and established 42 years of firebrand preaching that changed the whole of the perspective of Noah. He was a righteous man. But righteousness does not spring from man, it springs from the word. Who preached it to him? Enoch. Hello?
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
And Noah was faithful. He was also preaching. So I remember my great grandfather. That was what Enoch was to him. Great grandfather. I remember him, fire brand preacher. Then he himself began to preach. And Abraham was his fruit. Abraham listened to Noah for 75 years. So when the word came, say, get out of your kingdom. Say, I know it's the voice of God. Hello? Where are you? It was Noah that influenced Abraham. We come back to our essay. So now that we see that the outgrowth of redemption blessings, they derive from God's rest, his finished work, and it causes us to celebrate what we see in redemption. We should rejoice. And the Lord says, if you will not serve me with joy and gladness, I will make life hard for you. I'll be very good to you. Verse 47, Deuteronomy 28. Serve me with joy. Be happy. Be glad. Celebrate me. I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord. I will sing to him a new song. I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord. I will sing to him a new song. I will praise him. I will sing to him a new song. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will sing to him a new song. Amen. That's why I like the way Eli's wife worships. Just go, just make it her like this. You know, what did Lord hear? She's gone. You know. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen, 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 amen. Okay, what we are waiting? So now, having seen this, we know the feast of the Lord. We know each day of the feast is celebration, galore. Is that not so?
Yes.
From the Passover, which claims 7 days, that's why the fruit of it can endure eternally unto breakthrough for Enoch, as we shall see. So we go to the three under introduction. Now, wow, this is really slow. Okay, Enoch and what? Hello?
Yes.
Winnipeg in-house teaching services. Are you there?
Yes.
On that page? Okay, go to number 3. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Enoch and what? Passover feast. Noah and the feast of the unleavened bread. Abraham and the chief of the first fruit. David and the feast of the Pentecost. Christ the first fruit. They that are his, then commit the end. And the feast of what? Tabernacle. All that will be clear to you with time as we read. But the last set of three are really difficult. But they speak of dimension of enjoyment of redemption in the state of celebrating the goodness of God towards us. Come to 1 Corinthians 15. And as Enoch was the product of God's word in the first millennium, Noah was the product of God's word in the second millennium. Abraham was the product of God's word in the third millennium. David and many others, Abraham and many others, whom he has his life influenced, and David and the prophets, they are the products of the fourth millennium. But the fruit of the church age to the end of the millennium can be described as Christ the first fruit, then they that are his at his coming, then come at the end. So we want to go to the scripture and show this, and God willing, at some point we might give it more thorough explanation. Amen? Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. The fruit of the fifth, sixth millennium. The fifth and sixth, that's the church age. So much of abundance of fruit. And they are set in two great categories. Then during the millennium, which is a type of the Feast of Tabernacle, from another perspective, you have the thought, them that are his. No, then commit the end. Amen?
Amen.
Are you 1 Corinthians 15?
Yes.
Are we there?
Yes.
Let's read from verse 20. Everything we need to see is in verse 23 and the first part of verse 24. But we start from verse 20. Are we there?
Yes.
So let's read together. I want to go. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit. That's the first yield. After what they that are Christ at his coming, that's the second yield. Then commit the end. That is the third yield. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Remember, as in Christ, as in Adam all died, so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. And the justice of God shall not be compromised. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He has seen it from the beginning. And he knows all that shall be. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please come. Come quickly. Since you always jump, that's what I'm calling you. Hey, the thing we enter this thing, though. I should have whispered. Praise the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Praise the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Praise our God. To the main study, and we're going to rush. We're going to rush because I want to encourage you to come tomorrow. I first of all said 10:30, but if I do it, you may dodge tomorrow. So, with wisdom. All right. I was scratching my head to see whether anybody would scratch his head. And only Brother Sam, Brother scratch his head. Hallelujah. I believe you. I believe you. We'll finish before that 10:30, I can assure you. I thought you said amen.
Amen.
Oh, so you really want me to finish early? I caught you. Now, let's come to the main story. In this matter, I was looking here whether I can get chalk. But, okay, they don't do chalk. I'm 2G. This one, they don't open it. Now, if you, we want to be fast, but come to the main study. The main study has an introduction that will be true with all the studies we'll be making, so that we can have things in correct perspective. Because if we understand what we have received, then the enemy cannot steal it.
Amen.
The enemy only steals what we can't don't understand. Mm-hmm. Matthew 13 refers. The seed that falls on the wayside that the bird can pick is for when somebody hears and does not understand. Then the fake memory has cannot stand it. The enemy will come and pick it. The enemy of Google and internet and those who argue foolishly. Yeah. They will come and say, what do you mean? What do you mean? And they will say one sentence and you begin to be embarrassed about your Christian faith because you do not understand.
Yeah.
That's why we want to do so that we can understand that understanding will be clear.
Amen.
Because if it is clear, the journey should not be... I've been serving God for 50 years and I say, oh my God. So now... But every year, from a particular year, it's like many years now.
Glory! Hallelujah.
So I can imagine what will happen when you begin to run.
Hallelujah.
Under much light. Somebody say, I will catch you up. Am I not also running? Why will you catch me up? Every man in his own order. But we are of the same batch, the same order, but we are not of the same batch. I'm encouraging myself. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, redemption is planned. How many N in planned? For today, let it be 2N. It's planned, then it is provided. That's the first step. Then it is offered. Offered. Then thought it is enjoyed. Conditional. The enjoyment is founded on your doing the work and the work. This is just saying that enjoying the blessings of life, abundant life and life more abundant is already planned by God. You have nothing to do with it. It is offered because it has been provided. Jesus died and rose. And rose. Hello?
Amen.
Then, through the preaching of the gospel, it is offered to you. This one, God will ensure it. God planned it. God proposed it. Plans we have made as to how it will be realized. And it will be realized in the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. Who in the fullness of time came to die for us. Jesus died and rose again. Hello?
Amen.
By God. Offered by God. God will ensure that the word of God is proclaimed. The servants of God are part of the description of God's faithfulness. They are in his right hands. He will ensure that the word that will lift you up comes to you.
Amen.
It is his responsibility. But when it is offered, it is enjoyed upon the condition of faith. When you have heard it, you do the word and do the work. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is, as you do the word, changes will come unto you. And as you change, he will interest you with helping others to see the offer of God.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And that is doing the work. Because as you remain in the environment of relating to what is offered to you, it grows. You stay, it grows. Because the word of God is not static. The word of God is a person.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was nothing made that was made. The word will not return to him void. That is the characteristic. Amen?
Amen.
So it continues to expand. It is the way of God. What he speaks to you, the meaning behind it, you may not know it sufficiently. He opens the back seals. He opens the inside seat to open up your understanding to his love and mercy. The more you look at him, the more you are overtaken with the love of God. And so David, John confesses, we love him because he first loved us. When you see somebody's love for God shaking, he doesn't even know that God loves him unconditionally. Huh? And when Ephraim is running about, I won't do it again. Say, Ephraim, you are running from me. I'm married to you. I will not let you go. And he pursued Ephraim. We cannot but sing of your mercies. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
With my mouth,
will I make known
of thy faithfulness.
Oh yes,
thy faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
With my mouth, will I make known thy faithfulness to all generation.
Oh,
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
That's doing the work. You obey, you practice the word, and you experience it. Oh God, you are very good. You are very good, though. You are good. Verse 2, I have said thy mercies will be built forever. Amen.
Amen.
Say, I will sing of your mercies to all generations. What does it mean? Say, from nation to nation. That's the meaning of one generation, because you can't stay in one generation and after 42 years another generation call you sing. No. From nation to nation. David always knows that what God does for him should be heard to the ends of the earth. He told Goliath, "This you have, I will kill you." And the message of it will go to all nations. And all the nations of the earth shall know that there is no God but the living God.
Hallelujah.
When you do the work, you will do the work. You will submit yourself. You will not be struggling. So there's, I look at pitiableness in man's life. So if you lose your low life, you will find a high life. But if you keep this your low life, you will even what? Lose it. For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? of what shall a man give in exchange of his life? Live for God. You are already doing so. We are proud of you. Live more for God. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Amen.
You don't want to?
No.
You want to?
Yes.
Live for God.
Amen.
Just live for God, you know, continuously for 5 years. After that, if you don't want to live for God, stop. But the truth is that if you can live for God for 5 years, what is turning it? Let it law. You have gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are another ramp up together. So this is it. Never he planned it. He provided it. He offered it. Faithful preachers will proclaim God's word because God anointed them to do so. And they enjoyed on the condition of faith. Faith. Faith is celebrating God. Say, you have done what you say you have done. You will do what you say you will do. I am what you say I am. I can do what you say I can do.
Amen.
That is doing the word and not being hearers only. Amen.
Amen.
So this is crucial to your enjoying life, abundant life, and life more abundantly, which expresses itself, amongst other things, in peace and joy. Righteousness, peace, joy. This is the kingdom. Amen. Peace reflects what you gain by righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
Those are the things explained there. And we now come to day one, Enoch and Passover feast. Amen?
Amen.
We could have started from day one, but we needed the introduction. So now that the introduction was thorough, I think we can run through day one. But now, let me, before we do any reading, quickly say some things to us. Are we together?
Yes.
You must know book very well, though. You don't cease to write. Huh? What's your name? Praise the name of the Lord. Any day I look there, she's writing. I look there. Huh? You are a scribe. Huh? Prepare for the kingdom of God. Who know how to get from the special things old and new. Amen, 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 amen,
amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That means you will preach from the Old Testament, you will preach from the New Testament too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in Genesis 2:17, the Lord told Adam, follow closely. Because we shall be going at a good speed, but we shall close early. God told Adam, so of all the trees in this wonderful garden, you must enjoy yourself as you want. Just eat, 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 including the tree of life. Eat, eat, eat. But of that tree that is at the outskirts of the garden, don't eat it too. But for in the day you eat it, in dying ye shall die. And each time they walk carelessly, the tree will be moving until it came to put itself near the tree of life in the minds of the people. Two trees cannot stand in one place when they are completely opposed to each other. If the tree of life is in the midst of the garden, and in Genesis 2:7, it's in the midst of the paradise of God, the garden of God, why do you think the tree of the knowledge of the was staying there? Huh? It cannot be. But if man always brings things, when they are overwhelmed, he says, when my heart is overwhelmed, who told you to go to the ends of the earth? It's always at the extremity. That's where things fail. That's where the transaction took place. Hello?
Aye.
So, in dying shall die, in the day, and one day with the Lord is as a 1,000 years. Now, when the law was broken and the Lord God judged the serpent and judged man's environment, we read in verse 15, to which we now open, Genesis 3:15, quickly. Let's read it together. I want to go. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This is a verse of scripture that it is the gospel in a nutshell. All of the gospel are rolled into it. I will put enmity between thee and the woman. When the woman romances with the serpent, it is called the harlot woman. And Babylon. And the beast from the earth. Anyhow, let's leave that. I will put enmity. Oh, may the enmity between the serpent and the church, the woman, be multiplied.
Amen.
They may fight against us, but we will win all the time.
Amen.
Blessed be the Lord God who always causes us to triumph.
Amen.
And we have a crusade next weekend. If you love the Lord, take one day of fast and call upon the name of the Lord. Because the issues are more than the number of people who come to hear the God's word, and more than the person preaching. It is something being testified to the atmosphere of the whole community.
Amen.
The rain that will fall will continue to fall for many years.
Amen.
The ground will be soft.
Amen.
And labors done there will yield harvest.
Amen.
It's a crusade like no other crusade.
Amen.
In the past. What is being preached, you may just see not too many people come, but the whole. It is a contest in the heavens between the power of our God and the dominion of darkness. And it will be a complete victory for the church in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. So we must hold unto the Lord, praying for that conference. Are we listening? Okay. I will put enmity between thy seed. Which seed became a dragon? Became a beast out of the sea, became a beast out of the earth, the harlot woman, the false prophet. These are the sin. He said, I will put enmity, even the natural. When you begin to see women pursuing God very, very vigorously, as the Lord told me in 1983, it means the time of the return of the Lord is there. Because they would rather run pancake. My wife says not. I should not be calling it pancake again. That is, what is it? Brown powder. Eh? I have forgotten what she told me. A woman would rather celebrate her beautiful body and gossip, but when you see women begin to seek the face of the Lord, like these young girls that are here, huh? Glory.
Hallelujah.
It means the kingdom of God is near. The Lord said it to me in 1983. Watch it. In every revival, if the women are not there, no revival, not revive. Not revive. But if the woman is not there, you say, honey, it's enough now. We are reading Bible too much. And the men will not, their senses will just, they will knock. Senses will knock. Not only engine, car engine are knock. Sense can knock too. But when the women are seeking God, when you see a people, women there and there seeking God, you know a revival is near. More than that, you know the Lord's return is near. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between her seed and your seed. You shall bruise his heel, but he shall crush your head. That was the cross, the cross of the gospel. The gospel in a nucleus form. And that verse was what Adam was preaching again and again through his lineage. Amen?
Yes.
And they took it literally. When any of their wives want to give birth to a child, they say, maybe it's from me, God will bless the world. Maybe it's my wife that will give birth to the seed that will crush the serpent. They will seek God, and get their names, the names for their children. Oh God. Say, no. Well, not your wife that will bring the seed of the woman, but call your child this name. Amen?
Amen.
That is the progressive way. When he reached Enoch time, even though he was attending Adam's house fellowship, he was not very serious. For the first 65 years, he was not very, very serious. He will go, say, hey, great grandpa, papa, Lolo. He will just say, but he's sweet now. When Adam is preaching, it's like somebody singing a good music. So he attended the meeting. So he heard Genesis 3:15 rehearsed over and over again. So when his wife was pregnant, he also went to seek the face of the Lord to see whether it is his wife that will bring the seed that will bruise the head of the serpent. Are you following?
Yes, right.
And when he went, God says, no, there's too much wickedness in the world. It's not yet time, but give your son's name Methuselah. The day this child shall die, I will judge the whole world for his wickedness. Enoch was taken around. He has seen people die very early. The day this boy, your son, will breathe his last, the rain, the flood will come upon the whole world. I will destroy all the world. So he was moved with fear as he sought the Lord concerning this promised seed. It's the promised seed that yielded such a result. The promised execution of God's plan. Not the execution of the plan as on Calvary, but the promise that says, I will put enmity between thy seed and thy seed, within the woman and you. The seed of the woman will bruise your head.
Hallelujah.
It is the promise, hey, that produced such devotion. And we live in a time where the promise is executed. Christ has borne our sins upon his body on the cross. He died, was buried, and rose again. Amen?
Amen.
The promise is fulfilled. If they came to such tremendous life because of the promise of his execution, what kind of life should we come to? Who know assuredly that he has died? Life more abundant in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So he sought the Lord. It was that the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the message of Calvary right there in Genesis 3:15. But I said, no, call your son Methuselah. The day he dies, the whole world will be judged. Everything will be there. So the fear of death seized him. In the day that you eat of the fruit of this tree, in dying you shall die. He began to walk with God and began to cry out unto God. Say, the world is going to be judged for his wickedness. Take wickedness from me. Before he was translated, he was transformed. If you read Hebrews 11:5, you see the word translated three times. His life pleased God because he had faith in his word. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. For Enoch diligently sought God. Amen?
Amen.
And the day that the flood came was the day Methuselah died. Are you listening to me? Or you can confirm that yourself. So, because of the brevity of human life and the things he has seen, he began to walk with God after not before. Are you listening to me? And he continued to walk with God and walk with God. And from one opening of that same word, opens to another, opens to another, opens to another. And he so lived and said, well, just come up. He was already bearing fruit. He preached. And his son, his grandson Lamech, believed. And then his great-grandson Noah, who listened to his preaching for 42 years, he became a preacher of righteousness because of the firebrand message of Enoch. Are you listening to me? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But what is the situation? What's the connection between Enoch and Passover? First, it is Genesis 3:15. Then, what is this connection in Scripture concerning the event of his being delivered from death? Because Passover means being excused from destruction, being excused from death.
Hallelujah.
It means to be excluded, to be omitted, to be freed. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And the goal of Passover was fulfilled. Because once you are saved, you can continue to celebrate the feast. The more faithful you are, you will see the Passover life give you all the things that are contained in other feasts. It is to be celebrated. It is not a one-day event. And Paul says, let us celebrate this feast, not with the living bread of wickedness and malice, but with what? The unliving bread, which is the next feast, of which speaks of righteousness, which is continued for 7 days, and it means for all the days. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he held unto God. He held unto God. He held unto God. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord set a Passover and excused him from death, even though he said in the day that you eat this fruit, it die, shall die. God excused Enoch. And about 14 years before the flood, God took him. He said, there's no need to be the fruit of your great-grandson ministry. You are more than that. Come up to be with me. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hello, are you hearing me?
Hallelujah.
Are you there?
Yes.
Well, I'm able to say, Justin, the father's pleasure is to see the great grand children preaching the gospel. God said, no. You have brought forth fruit. Noah was the fruit of the second millennium, but Enoch was the fruit of the first millennium. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
In the same day that man was consigned to that, in that day, God sacked death for Enoch. Because the one that was laid for the foundation of the world is known. He will bring this event to light. He has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to understanding of men, to light through the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So this is it. He started. It was because he said, in the day your son will die, judgment will come. And he held on to God to be freed from that day. He had a changed life. We should have freed him. But he continued to walk with God. Continued to walk with God. God continued to expand his horizon until he could see the Lord coming with 10,000 of his angels. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
After giving us all this, we cannot go, because I know you do the study yourself. So let's go. What is the signification of the definition of Passover? That is, you go to Leviticus 23:5, which we shall now read, and you look at the Hebrew dictionary for the word Passover, and these words will be given to you to underscore what we are talking about. Are you listening to me? Are we too fast? It's because of you I'm even fast. Are we too fast?
No.
All right, everybody answer now. Are we too fast?
No.
All right, verse 5. Let's read it. Want to go? In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. You find it in Exodus 12 verses 13 and 14. But there, the word pass and over, we are not put together. So it just says, I will skip over you. I will mount myself over you so that the angel of death will not be able to penetrate and touch you. That's how it is in Exodus 12. But in Leviticus 23:5, that reveals that it's on the principle of Sabbath. The word Passover means to be exempted. To be what?
Exempted.
To be what?
Exempted.
You shall be exempted.
Amen.
The day that is coming, you shall be exempted.
Amen.
Is the word of the Lord.
Yes.
It is fitting that on the day he said, in the day that you eat of this thing, that you shall die, in that same 1,000 years, he sacked death for one man, Enoch, showing that he would do so again and again.
Amen.
We live at the time of the end, which if we believe and hold on to God tenaciously, like Enoch did, we shall experience it.
Amen.
I thought we would all stand up and say, amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
Okay, maybe the seat is too tight. Okay, use time to free yourself. Free yourself now. I thought you would say amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
It's good to be young. If you're as young as me, you will chop. Amen.
Amen.
We praise your name, Jesus, for all good things you have done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. For all good things you have done. Praise the Lord. We praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory.
We praise your name, Lord Jesus. For all good things you have done.
Amen.
Amen.
What does Passover mean? It means exemption. You are exempted.
Amen.
It means what?
Exemption.
Then it means exclusion. Then it means omission. There will be an omission. You are not going to go the way of the rest of the world.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That is me. And of course, what you do as a good Bible student is as we are preaching it, you just go to the Hebrew, Leviticus 23:5, and you click on the word Passover, and you see the exception. What are you?
Exemption.
Would you like to take it as a name? What's your name? Say exemption. What do you mean by the grace of God? As I celebrate the Passover, the born again experience, as I keep celebrating it, I will be growing in him, and then he will accept me like he accepted Enoch. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He is worthy. Our Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. Our Redeemer, you Don't go to work. Do no work. What should you be doing? Celebrate, my goodness. Just praise and worship. We shall increase in praise and worship in the days ahead. We shall say your word is true. We shall say what it tells us to say in the name of Jesus Christ. Enoch stood with God. God grew him. First of all, transformed him so that the judgment coming, he will not partake of it. That was the first translation. And then he translated him from the realm, from among the dead ones. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And he did not go until he has raised up a ministry that will take over from him. 42 years of hot sermon. No wonder Noah was very strong. A preacher of righteousness. He saw the reverence that Enoch had towards God. And the Bible says, and Noah was moved with reverence. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
That's what should happen. The minister should live such a life that he impacts the life of Christ to the people that hear. Enoch begot Noah. Don't know I was a grandfather. Lamech was he who says, well, this message is true that father, because father Adam saw Lamech, the father of Noah. He saw him.
Yes.
And he was attending his house fellowship meeting. Eh?
Yep.
While people were building big cities.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? That great city. Eh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
They kept themselves strong. While Noah was preaching righteousness, Nimrod was building a tower that would go. And Abraham heard, and was influenced by Noah. Glory!
Hallelujah!
The seed of the righteous shall not perish.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. I thought one person said, sir, I've looked at Leviticus 23:5. It is exemption indeed. Is anybody who has looked to check it? What is it?
Exemption.
Yeah. And pretermission.
Yeah.
Which means the law may be there, you are exempted.
Yeah.
A selective deliverance. The day that eat of this food in dying shall die. Persons have not been able to escape it. And David said, if by reason of strength you get to 80, you should be happy. But there are people coming.
Hallelujah.
Already born.
Yes.
Born divine.
Glory.
By the incorruptible seed.
Hallelujah.
They worship him.
Amen.
And they know of themselves they can do nothing. And they hold tenaciously. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
Now, we just read and close. That would be good speed. So that we can pray. And when we are praying, it's no longer me preaching. If we pray till 10:30, it's still the same thing. Hello?
Hi.
After all, you have been excluded and exempted. Aren't you happy?
Yes, we are.
Okay, let's read it together. I want to. Signification of the definition of Passover. Exclusion from the penalty. Omission from the plague, full exemption rights. This is indicative of deliverance from death and its several connecting events. Exclusion from death. What does it require to enjoy this? Required continuing celebration of God's Sabbath in one's life until the experience sets in. Then Enoch, and the progressive growth he experienced in the power of the promise not yet fulfilled. But God spoke it. He is faithful. And I say, God is faithful. I've heard him. He told me he was going to give me a wife. And I was wondering, when he told me to name animals, I thought that maybe he says I should look for a wife from this. And I was looking for, I thought I can't see myself with any one of this. Huh? Can't see. And 5,000 years after, laws are made that you can marry an animal. Kai! They say, goat. He was coming, they say, I could be the bride. I say, you are a goat. You see, gorilla, because you may skip on water, you are a chimpanzee. Then say, and unto Adam was not found anyone.
Yes.
It's all right.
Right.
Don't be agitated. Sleep. And when he slept, he. And the first utterance of man on earth is a prophecy. Now at last, this is the flesh of my flesh and the bones of my bones. She shall be called woman, for he was taken out of me. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So he knew God by experience. So he was telling them, this promise will be fulfilled. This promise will be fulfilled. So when Lamech's wife was pregnant, he too went like all others before God. Say, Lord, is this child that my wife is going to give birth to, is he going to be a son or a daughter? Say, no, it's going to be a son. Lord, what kind of son? Is he going to be the seed of the woman? Say, sort of, only a type, sort of, but he's not the seed we are talking about. But I'm going to name him according to what you have told me. Say, go ahead. And he named the son's name Noah, which means rest. And then went to the course that the seed of the woman will lift humanity from. And said, this son will do that to some extent. Let's read Genesis 5:29.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Are we together?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's start from verse 28. But we'll read verse up to verse 29. Are we there? Are we there?
Yes.
Let's read loud. One, two, go. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath caused. Amen. And Jesus Christ is the greater than Noah. Noah means rest. But Jesus said, come unto me, ye that are laden with guilt and dead works, have had attempt of providing salvation for yourself, and you have belabored yourself, come unto me, and I will give you rest. The greater than Noah says he will give Noah to people. He will give rest to them. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
Then we read the last two sentences. Enoch, the servant from Adam, saw into the full scope of redemption and the return of the Lord. We have read it. Then he raised another great prophet, Noah, in 42 years of firebrand testimony. What kind of minister will you be? Huh? Firebrand?
Yes, sir. Firebrand.
Firebrand?
Yes, sir.
Hello, what type of minister will you be?
Firebrand.
Okay, how many people here will be firebrand ministers? No, no, no. This is not a raise of offense. You say no one is okay. Today, stand up. If you are a fire brand. You'll be fire brand. That is a church with meeting in your house. You'll be fire brand. A church will meet in your house. A church will fire brand. A church will meet in your house. A fire brand. A church will meet in your house. You will fire brand. You and your husband a church. Why? Because the seed will bring forth after its kind. Hey!
Oh, yes.
Can the seed come and bring forth only one result?
No!
Let it come of me fall to the ground and die if I let it go. But if it dies, what will be? It will bring forth. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Each one of you will be a champion.
Amen.
In the house of God.
Amen.
Who else will want to stretch his hand towards me so that I can say to him, you will a judge will be to your house. As you have believed, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you have believed, so shall it be done.
Amen.
Put your hands in. As you have believed, so shall it be done.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of him who died for you and was raised.
Amen.
Because it will be to his glory.
Amen.
It will be to his glory.
Amen.
He wants fruit. He said to the Israel, you have not brought fruit of the kingdom. So I sack you. And I'll give it to a nation that will be able to produce the fruit thereof. You are the holy nation.
Amen.
The peculiar people.
Amen.
The royal priesthood.
Amen.
To show forth the mercies of the Lord your God.
Amen.
Who have come out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Be filled with 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 light.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Not only with a church meeting in your house, you shall send forth missionaries from your
home.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 And the Lord said, in the day that you shall eat of this tree, which I told you not to eat, in dying you shall die. But in Enoch, he bypassed it. In the same 1,000 years, he bypassed it. He excused him. He exempted him. He loosed him from the wrench. Hallelujah. But before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is an age of faith. What does faith do? You hear it. And you do it. You hear it and believe in your heart and you confess it with your mouth that doing it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Enoch was exempted. In this final hour, a body of people shall be exempted.
Amen.
This corruptible shall have put on it corruption, and this mortal shall have put on it mortality.
Yes.
They shall come to pass the same that is written. Death is swallowed up. It shall be swallowed up.
Amen.
It shall be swallowed up.
Amen.
It shall be swallowed up.
Amen.
As we set our gaze upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Lord forever. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray for yourself. You still have 35 minutes to take 30. You can begin to pray. Keep it. You don't have to do this myself. Watch it.